The non-competition government contracts to Halliburton, Dick Cheney's former employer, and the substitution of political ideals for science. In 2004, the Union of Concerned Scientists issued a statement blasting the administration's politicization of science. Ultimately, this statement was signed by 4,062 scientists, including 51 Nobel laureates, 63 National Medal of Science recipients, and 195 members of the national academies. BuzzFlash.com, which styles itself as a marketplace for progressives, after listing several debacles and scandals of the Bush administration, said it operated in a culture of cronyism and corruption. Fraudulent elections. Elections in the form of plebiscites or public opinion polls were usually bogus. When actual elections with candidates were held, they would, as a rule, be perverted by the power elite to get the desired result. Common methods included maintaining control of the election machinery, intimidating and disenfranchising opposition voters, destroying or disallowing legal votes, and, as a last resort, turning to a judiciary beholden to the power elite. Americans are well aware of the controversies concerning the presidential elections of 2000 and 2004. George W. Bush's first term was decided by the Supreme Court, not by the voters. And it was just as bad in 2004. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., writing in Rolling Stone magazine, stated, "Republicans prevented more than 350,000 voters in Ohio from casting ballots or having their votes counted, enough to have put John Kerry in the White House." Controversy over both elections continues today, and in 2008, charges of vote fraud were already being voiced in the state primary elections, primarily over computer voting machines. Many Americans noticed the similarities between George W. Bush's unprovoked attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq and Hitler's unprovoked attacks on Poland, the Low Countries, and France. In both cases, the pretext for invasion proved false, and reservists were used rather than the option to resort to a military draft. In early 2008, a study by the nonpartisan Center for Public Integrity documented 935 false statements by the Bush administration in the months leading up to the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Nearly 5 years after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, an exhaustive examination of the record shows that the statements were part of an orchestrated campaign that effectively galvanized public opinion and, in the process, led the nation to war under decidedly false pretenses, stated the CPI report.